Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, publisher of Being Incandescent Business Magazine, and your host for the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. At Edible Education, founder Ann Butler's mission is to empower kids to have the culinary skills they need to create simple, healthy, real food recipes. This award-winning cooking teacher launched her company in 2011, and in the years since, she has worked with more than 20,000 kids in dozens and dozens of schools. This is just the beginning of her big dream. Today, we're talking to Ann about her trademarked and patent-pending creation, the Kitchen à la Carte. It's a comprehensive cooking system that wheels right into the classroom and helps transform teachers into culinary instructors. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, founder of the Incandescent Radio Network, and I am thrilled to be talking to Ann about her brilliant business. Welcome, Ann.
Hello.
Well, thank you so much for having us at your headquarters here, just outside of Richmond in Midlothian, where you have the Source Cooking Kitchen, where chefs can come in and rent your space. You have cooking camp here. It's just phenomenal. But take us back to the beginning. So you came up with this idea, you said, on December 10th, 2011. Tell us about that magical day.
I actually was a culinary arts teacher at the high school level, and I had given my notice in October. And I gave them tons of notice because I know how difficult it is to hire culinary teachers for schools. They just don't exist. And I took the time off, went to visit my daughter, and then came back. And December 10th is the day I walked in and got my business license. So we had been thinking about this since October, and then finally got to work on it in December after I left public school systems.
So what was it? What's the impetus to create a cooking school for kids outside the schools?
Being at the high school level was really awesome because these kids are very smart and they're very eager. However, they're still eating garbage. If I had to see one more kid walk through the door with Doritos and Red Bulls for breakfast, I seriously was going to pull my hair out. But the research shows that if you get to those kids at a younger age, you can actually make a difference. And that's what we set out to do.
Yeah, in fact, that's a CDC study that you shared with me, that if children are exposed to 50 hours of food education by the time they're 12, you can change the way they think about food for the rest of their lives. So it's obvious that you want to work with them young, starting in elementary school, even preschool, of course, and teach them everything from knife skills to how to make sweet potato hash, watermelon water, savory meatballs, and some of the recipes that we were creating today for your new Edible Education TV show, where you made pumpkin muffins and zucchini pizza appetizers, which was fascinating. You know, we watched these 10-year-olds make these incredible dishes with you. So elaborate on that study and tell us how you're making this research come to life for thousands of kids.
Once you get into the school systems and you're working with the kids, you don't really need any studies. It is just on their faces. Give the kid a cutting board, give the kid a safety knife, give the kid the opportunity to smell, touch, and taste the food, have them cook it, and they absolutely will eat it. It's because they are involved. They have an ownership over the food, and they're curious now as to what it tastes like. It's really not very difficult to get kids to try the new foods.
Yeah, that's fantastic, you know. And what I love is this brilliant kitchen a la carte system that you've come up with. So before we talk about that, I just want to mention that you and I met at the Network for Enterprising Women, and I was speaking, I introduced myself, and you came up to me afterward, and you said, I have this product that I need to get some more visibility around. And I am so honored to be part of this with you. I mean, this kitchen a la carte, when I saw it for the first time, I was blown away. You have not missed a trick. This thing is completely outfitted. It's about 34 inches wide and 55 inches long. It comes up, you know, it's like your kitchen counter would, just so that it's really comfortable. And you can easily wheel it into a classroom. But beyond that, you can put it in your backyard. You can use it at tailgate parties. You'd mentioned that a chef from NASCAR is going to buy one so that he can go cook, because it's complete with a child-proof magnetic induction burner that actually turns off when the pan is lifted. So it's safe, right? It doesn't get hot, just the pan gets hot. Brilliant. And it has a sink with hot and cold running water. It has an oven, which is amazing, a blender, a food processor, drawers that are filled with all the tools needed to create these delicious, nutritious recipes throughout the school year or in your backyard or at NASCAR. So tell us, how did you come up with this product?
I own a commercial kitchen where different people come in and food trucks come in to use our commercial space so they can be compliant with the health ordinances. And I met a guy named Joe. His business truly is Joe the Cart Guy. He asked if he could come teach a class to potential food truck owners so he could build them food trucks. And I sat in and listened to his speech, and I'm like, wait a second. He could build me a food cart that I could send in the schools. We love the edible education concept here, but we are just Central Virginia. I am trying to figure out, how can I scale this so we can be in Idaho, in California, in Russia? How can we get this cart and our information out there? And so that's when I thought of the cart.
I love it. You did not miss a trick. Plus, it's all got your edible education colors, which is green and orange, kind of peas and carrots, which actually, if someone was watching us now, we are talking into green and orange microphones, which is really fun. So tell us, what's your vision? You imagine that schools around the country will buy the cart and the curriculum. How do you plan for them to use it?
So thank you very much for putting my vision into video. It is easy. These are simple, like 2, 3, 4 minute videos that the teachers can watch. We also provide electronic and printed curriculum. Teachers want to see the book, and then they can write in the book when they made the recipe, what the reaction was from the kids, and how they will expand upon it in their lesson services. Of course, all the curriculum is aligned with the core standards, and we're getting them benchmark aligned as well. And it's just an opportunity for, say, a math teacher to do pizza math. How easy is it to teach fractions when you're making pizzas teaching fractions?
Yeah, beautiful, right? You cut the pieces up. And there's other things. So what are some of the other 21st century skills that you think that teachers can use besides math skills?
Well, teamwork is number one. Right. You have 12 students around the cart and a teacher leading that group. And so the students, with they're making a baking recipe, will have to work as a team and share measuring cups and share things like that. When you're making your individual recipes, you absolutely have to listen and you have to structurally follow the ingredients. It is step-by-step formatting, following instructions.
You also, and I guess reading recipes, right? The following instructions, the sequencing. It's just amazing, this 21st century workplace skills that they're really pushing. And also what I love about what you do is you're teaching kids to be creative.
I think that is a crucial part that's limited in our education. We teach to the test right now, or we teach an education system where there is a right or a wrong. In this business, there's a kind of right and a kind of wrong. But the kids will understand when it's kind of wrong if they didn't follow the instructions.
It tastes bad, right? Yeah. That would be a direct hit. And what I loved what you said today when they were making the pumpkin muffins was, you know, in most things you kind of throw it together and you can wing it. But when you're baking, that is science. That's chemistry.
Mm-hmm. It has to be exact ingredients. And you have to pay attention. Once we have had students think salt was sugar.
They
added a cup of salt instead of sugar. You only make that mistake once.
That's fantastic. Better to make it, I guess, in school than it.
You know, right. But again, it's a learning process.
Right. Now, tell us some of the stories. These kids, you must witness just amazing things.
We have hope. We've had fifth graders who had never eaten a strawberry before. We had a third grader who had never eaten a carrot before because the whole entire family did not eat anything the color orange. I kid you not, because the mom did not like the color orange. So she won't be an edible ed mom. We do orange here. But my favorite story, we were doing a Parks and Rec summer program a couple years ago where we go in and we'll do 25 kids and then 25 more will come, another 25. So we have a group of three chefs rotating through stations. And it was omelet day, so we were doing eggs, and I had the egg education station. There was a gentleman that came in probably around 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and he had a teacher aide with him. This gentleman had Down syndrome, so she helped him with his daily tasks. But he came over to my station, and we're talking about eggs, you know, how they have all the vitamins and minerals except calcium in them, blah, blah, blah. And it comes time to where we're supposed to crack the eggs, and every child gets an egg well, they get two eggs to crack for their omelets, and she comes running. His egg comes running over, saying, "Oh no, I'll crack his eggs for him." I'm like, "It's all right. He can do it. We've got tons of eggs. Eggs are cheap. He can do them over again if he makes a mistake." She's like, "All right." You could tell she was a little bit hesitant. He goes ahead and cracks the egg, and then he immediately looks at me, and he was successful in cracking his egg, and he looks at me and he says, "Do you have a TV show?" And I'm like, "No, not yet." And he said, "You know, I think I would like to have a TV show." And that was because he just got to successfully crack an egg.
Wow, amazing. The impact you're making. It's empowering to cook.
It is.
And feed yourself well.
And the cooking is awesome because it's an instantaneous gratification. You serve the plate of beautiful food. The people go, "Yay, this is lovely. Oh, you're awesome." And who doesn't feel good when that's happening?
Absolutely. You know, I remember we were sitting here with your assistant, Whitney, who's fantastic, Chef Whitney. And she was talking about how she fell in love with cooking because she would cook for her family. And they would be so grateful and thankful. And she felt so fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that's what led her into a life as a chef.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's this funny thing. Cooking and eating, we do it 3 times a day, so you would think the more of us would know a little bit how to do that for ourselves.
Yes, you would. I consider myself really good at warming things up.
That's all right.
But let's talk just for a minute again about the cart. There are other uses for this fantastic thing that you've created, this product, other than schools.
That was the most amazing part for us, because we have been going out to the PTA conferences and the Family and Consumer Science conferences. Everybody comes up to us and says, "I want this for my backyard." And we're like, "Okay, then." Mm-hmm. We could put an umbrella here. Mm-hmm. We could do this. And then we had a guy from NASCAR come up. He was very excited. We had a guy from Virginia Tech come up and say, "Oh, my gosh, you need to be in the parking lot at the football game selling this thing to everybody tailgating." So this is going to be an interesting ride. We can't wait to see what's going to happen.
I can't either. It's so cool. And the military even may have some uses
for
this.
That is true. We met somebody in the Navy, and they want to use it outside of the bases when they're on those like 4 and 5 day in the wilderness camps, because this can go right with them.
Fantastic. And it's trademarked and patent pending. So you guys really, you know, you've done all your homework.
We have. And the really interesting part is the table, the way it got designed. We originally wanted square things, and then that didn't work, and Joe switched it around. So we have this cool design that all folds down that works very well together.
Yeah, it's just genius. But, you know, that's not the only thing you do here at Edible Education, and that is so incredibly impressive. First of all, in just the short time that you've been in business, you have become an ambassador for Jamie Oliver's annual Food Revolution Day. That's held in May of each year, and we're excited to promote that for you. You also work with the James Beard Foundation on the Better Burger Project, so we want you to tell us a little bit more about that. And you've been part of Michelle Obama's Chefs Move to Schools program, and you are the assigned chef to more than, you know, dozens and dozens, 30-some Richmond public schools. So tell us, let's start with the Jamie Oliver Food Revolution Day. What's that all about?
Well, Jamie, you know, he's our pioneer, along with Alice Waters. These are the people that are saying, "Let's get kids excited about food. Let's get school nutrition into the schools. It should be a basic education 101 type of thing." And I was in March of 2012. He just put out there that he was looking for people to help him promote his mission, become an ambassador. And Jamie's a pretty cool guy. I mean, he has over 30 cookbooks. So it was an honor to be chosen to be one of the ambassadors. And I was actually one of the first 60 ambassadors chosen, and there's like 1,500 now. Wow. It's just, you know, how many people can we get on board to, you know, make his message loud and strong? And so I've had some opportunities being one of the very first and one of the very forefront people on this. I was on the first live Google Hangout with Jamie and Chef Ann Cooper from Denver and Dr. Eric Gardner from Harvard. There were about 7 of us on the panel for back to school thing. So that was pretty cool. And then we, we don't go small around here. We had created a video on our Food Revolution Day in 2013. and sent that to him. So for 2014, our videos were embedded in his videos, and we had 1.3 million Twitter hits. So that was great. That was fun.
nice.
And then I got to visit their offices last fall, and so are they
in England?
Really, in London, and they are really knocking it out of the park. And you could smell, he owns everything. He owns the studio, he owns the publishing, so he was in the studio making Italian that day, because you could smell it all. I could hear him talking behind the doors, but we had to go, and he was still shooting. So I just met with all the people that I had talked with all the time anyway as an ambassador. So that was very fun, and we're pushing new projects together.
Very cool. And so now, what about the James Beard Foundation? What is the Better Burger Project?
That is a project that was introduced this spring. You know, James Beard is a leading culinary advocate, and they understand that the millennials get the whole sustainability movement. The young people understand that we have to decrease meat consumption, that we have to decrease our use of resources. For every 1 pound of hamburger, it is 400 gallons of water to process that. So the Better Burger Project is use half diced mushrooms, half burger, smash it all together, make your beautiful burger, and you've just cut your meat consumption in half, and you've cut to the environment in half.
The footprint.
And so, yeah, thank you. And it was a restaurant project. It was for restaurants to do, but we were like, no, wait a second, you don't understand. We were going to reach about 2,000 kids this summer, and we really want to do this summer with kids. Can we be part of it? And they're like, okay. So it was really fun. It was a lot of Twitter. It's a lot of Instagram. And
those burgers are good with the mushrooms. I love mushrooms.
And they don't even know. The kids don't even know. Plus, mushrooms are a huge source of vitamin D. We're all missing that lately, so it's a good deal.
Yeah, now finally tell us about Michelle Obama's Chef's Move to Schools program.
So that is probably the most famous nutrition program in the United States right now. And thank you, First Lady Michelle Obama, for putting at the forefront really that nutrition education and the health and well-being of our children is definitely a priority. We are actually not trying to, not maybe possibly going to, but we are actually right now raising the first generation of students that will not outlive their parents' life expectancy.
Wow, is that right?
That is the first time in history.
Because of obesity?
Yeah. Obesity, which leads to diabetes, which leads to heart. I mean, it's time, right now is time to do something about this. So we're grateful that she's put, this in the forefront, and that we have somewhere where we can turn to for resources. And she's asking chefs to go into the schools to share our knowledge about getting those salad bars installed, about getting better foods on the line. And that's what we do every day.
That's amazing. So in addition to all that, so you mentioned you have cooking camps for kids every summer, and I got to watch you at work at the last day of cooking camp this summer, which was
the madness of it was Camp so Chef.
Yes, and that's why they made these savory meatballs. The kids couldn't get enough of those. Yeah, and tell
like
us a little bit about camp, how that works.
Well, Camp Chef stands for Culinary, Healthy Resources, Exercise, and Farming. We partnered with Farmer Greg of Field of Dreams Farms for the last 4 years, and we know that if the kids get out and work in the gardens and plant it or plant it in the pots, they see it growing, they pick it, they cook it, they eat it. Kids, 54% of all people, and I'm sure kids it's a higher percentage, are hands-on learners. So this is just a natural, this is old-fashioned, let's go play in the dirt and have old-fashioned camp. That's what it is. And then we come in and cook, and everybody takes food home. But the best part about Camp Chef is the kids invite their parents on the last day, and they prepare for them either lunch or an art gallery lesson. We partnered with Young Rembrandts, so kids are doing art in the morning and cooking in the afternoon on some of the camps. And when a child gets to say, I did this, I made this for you, it's really not a better feeling in the world for them to say, I got to do this for you.
And parents just much Literally eat it up.
Yeah. We have had some parents say, so my kid is here to learn how to cook because I don't know how.
Fantastic.
But I do want to say too, Hope, this isn't all about me. I have the most amazing team behind me. So we have 13 chefs and we all go out to the schools and to the sites. I have to say, this is kind of embarrassing. At one of our sites this summer, we taught 80 kids every day in collaboration with 4-H. And I was on that site for about 1 hour of the 6 weeks that we were there. So my chefs are awesome, and they're out there, spreading the healthy word every day.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that you can't do it all alone, right? Because
no.
You are empowering many, many, many people. And so camp is just one other piece. You also go into schools and cook food, cook lunches. Tell us about that.
That is the new growing division of edible education. And this kind of just transpired. We had a school that we were consulting with as the chefs moved to school. And they called us and said, hey, our chef just quit. It was a nice private school in downtown Richmond, St. Andrew's School. And the headmaster says, do you know any chefs? And I'm like, why, yes, I do. And she said, well, would you guys be interested in preparing food? And I'm like, are you kidding? This is now it. This is the opportunity for us to go in, completely edible, editize our food, the education, the salad bar, the cooking classes, because you can't just go into a school and start serving kale. Just not gonna work. Kids are a little brighter than that. But you can go into a school and say, teachers, this is what kale does for you. Please read this card before you serve the kale snack. Kids, come in and cook the kale with us so you know how it's made. Parents, the kids did this. They're bringing this home for you today to eat. Now you've got a whole school and all their families eating kale. And that's how we approach it with every food that we serve. And we're not just kale freaks. I mean, we're doing simple things. Macaroni and cheese, we're just putting a cauliflower puree in there. Kids don't even know it's in there. But we've cut the fat and we've added fiber, we've added vitamins. It's just a good day all around. We just want to prepare foods that your grandmothers used to make.
Fantastic. And how many schools are you cooking for now?
Well, last year, that was nice. St. Andrews was a beautiful school to pilot with, and we won the RVA Creativity Awards from that school, and now we have 5 or 6 more schools. It's the beginning of the school year. We're still finalizing school. So the principals understand the value of good food, and we're like, but going through the back door with the value of good food education.
Excellent. And you also go into schools and do cooking lessons.
Yes, that was the original concept of edible education, to be an after-school enrichment provider. And so that's a parent fee-based program. But actually, I'd have to say our grant dollar programs now are a larger part of our vision than the enrichment part. We have a lot of grant dollars that are paid for programs to run in Petersburg, in Hopewell, and in Richmond City. The YMCA's partner with us, the libraries. A lot of people have access now to childhood obesity grants and hire us to, like you said, make the lessons come to life.
That's fantastic. What a beautiful, huge, and potentially giant company you've got going here, Ann Butler. This is so cool. And I love your slogan, everybody's happy when they're cooking real good food, real food. And it's not just your mission for edible education, but it's really your passion. So you've accomplished so much in just this short period of time. What are your big, hairy goals and dreams for the future?
It's really pretty simple. I just envision a school system nationwide that has food education from the beginning. It should be taught like math. It should be taught like technology. I don't know. We eat 3 times a day. You'd think we'd want to know what was going into our bodies 3 times a day.
Amen to that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about education, edible education. Ann, you are going to be our cover story for the October 2015 issue of Be Incandescent magazine when we're talking about the business of food, and you could not be a better example of it in so many ways. And I'm thrilled to announce that the Incandescent Group is going to be launching your new website and edible education TV this month. So be sure sure to check that out at www.edibleedu.com and on YouTube at edibleeducationtv.com. So Ann Butler, here is to your success.
Thank you. Couldn't do it without you.
Well, we're thrilled to be partners with you. You are listening to the Incandescent Radio Network. This is the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show with Ann Butler, chef and owner of Edible Education, based in Richmond, Virginia, but taking the nation by storm. So we will keep track of you and we will keep sharing your good news with everybody.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs. Thank you for listening. So that's it for today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, where we always ask, what's your story? If you have a good one and would like to be interviewed on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, send me an email to hope@hopegibbs.com. Check back every Monday at noon for a new episode of the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. We look forward to talking to you next week. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.